Good day to you everyone. This is Noor and welcome to today's video. In the next series of video, we are going to talk about the principle of business. Yes, finally, the principle of business, because I think you are ready to do that. Today, we are going to talk about your personal assets. What do you mean by your personal assets? Well, your personal assets are your time, skills, and money. Okay, let's first start with time. Let's say, for example, that you have a full-time job, right? And you want to make an extra source of income. Then you need to start a side project. But you cannot invest 8 hours of your time in your side project. It's not practical. You need to sleep, you need to eat, and you need to do some extra stuff, you know. So therefore, you don't have all the time to do that. And you need to find a project that you need to invest only 2 hours a day or less in order to make the business profitable. Okay? Let's say, for example, that you don't have the skills to make money online. Then you need to invest extra time, extra effort, extra money in learning those skills, right? And this also says that you have no money. Well, then probably you don't have enough cash in order to invest in your business and bring revenue into your business, right? So these are practical and these are essentials. But why do I want you to dig inside yourself and look at your personal assets? Well, because I need to understand your strengths and your weaknesses. Without understanding your personal strengths and weaknesses, we cannot start a business. Let me tell you why. Say, for example, that you don't have time, but you have money, right? So you can use your money to find other people, right? And you can delegate the work so they can do your business, okay? Let's say, for example, that you have no skills, but you have some money. Well, you can also invest your money in learning new skills, or you can invest your money in hiring some people to do some work. And you can also participate in other parts of your business, like managing your business. Say, for example, that you have the skills and you have the time, but you have no money. Well, then you probably need to find an investor to take care of your business financially, right? So let's say, for example, that you don't like online businesses and you want to do an offline business, but you don't have a lot of money. Well, you can probably start from a food truck, from a truck, right? You don't need to have a full store. Let's say that you have some money, but you don't have a lot of skills and you have time, but you don't know how to do business. Well, probably you can start a franchisee. You can work with a franchisor. They can give you the system and you can just do the work and follow the system, and then you can make some money at the end of the month. All right? So each of strengths and weaknesses is important in order to understand what kind of business you can start. This is what I want you to do right now. I want you to get a sheet of paper and I want you to write three things, three most important things. First thing is that I want you to think about your how much time you can invest every day into your business and how much money and what are your skills, all right? So I want you to write them down, your core skill, the skills that you can rely on in order to start your business, all right? The second thing I want to think about is how much money do you want to get out of your business and the lifestyle that you want to get out of this business? But I want you to be practical, okay? I don't want you to have like $2,000 and expect to have $1 million or $100,000 in 1 year. That's not practical, okay? If you see a lot of online courses that teach you how to make $100,000 in 1 year, that's just bullshit, okay? So let's stay away from them, okay? And the third thing I want to think about is what are your weaknesses? What are the weaknesses that you cannot do? For example, you don't have a lot of time. For example, you don't have the skills. For example, you don't have the money, right? And then I want to think about what kind of partner do I want to bring in order to make this business workable, profitable, right? And if you can, you can think of some people. For example, I can think of my auntie, lend me some money so I can start my project, right? I can think, for example, of my brother because he has specific skills so he can help me in this area, right? That's critical. And once you have that, now you understand your personal strengths and your weaknesses. And now you can understand how you can leverage other people's time, skills, and money in order to take a piece of business and make a profit, okay? So that's going to be for today's video. In the next video, we are going to talk about the purpose behind starting your business. Okay? So that's going to be for today. Until then, I will see you. Bye-bye.